why did you decide to run again?
Well, I think that we are starved for balance in the North Carolina House, particularly both chambers for that matter. But I think we have a particularly good opportunity to bring balance back to the House. I want to be there when that happens. I've been there now for 7 terms. This is running for my 8th. And I have always striven to speak to the needs and address the concerns of the people that I represent in Buncombe County. And I want to do it as long as they'll send me.
Is this the first time that you've sort of filed as a group?
Yes, actually, which is really cool to me because our constituents should feel so good about the fact that we have this delegation of the four of us at least that are really on board for them and for the things that they're concerned about. You've got a really strong Buncombe delegation, and I'm so excited that we're all going to go.
You all
try to get back.
To like each other.
We do, actually. Yeah. We do.
So
we get along well. We absolutely do.
Are you expecting to have a strong opponent this go round?
I hope not, but we won't know until filing ends. So.
Yeah. So some of the issues that you guys have been dealing with, I'm guessing you'll be back in Raleigh tomorrow.
Yes, I'm headed there just after this. Yeah. I'm going to hit the road. The Senate voted on the Gen X bill last week, at the end of last week, and so the House will be possibly voting on that as well. I think it'll be a concurrence vote. I will likely vote not to concur. That bill was kind of a money handout to the environmental advisor for Senator Berger, as I see it, and as many of us see it. It still limits what the Department of Environmental Quality can do in North Carolina, which, you know, it keeps them from doing their job. And so I will look forward to reading how that final bill turned out from the Senate, but I have a feeling that it is not going to be what the people of North Carolina really are looking for in terms of directing the safety of their water.
I see. Do you expect the class size bill to emerge?
Yes. Okay. We had, at the end of last week, we had a bill that was sort of an omnibus bill that included a class size fix. Although, if you look at the numbers of students and teachers that the amount of money in this bill would affect, it's a fraction of what is needed in North Carolina to address building needs, teacher hiring needs, and reducing that class size. But I have to say that I am pleased that there is some effort going toward a fix for the class size, but there are other parts of that bill that I hope that your listeners will pay close attention to, because other parts of that bill that deal with Board of Election appointments, for example. Again, I believe you will see that the Republicans have politicized, again, something that is a nonpartisan need in this state, and that is the full education of our students in North Carolina.
So what do you think you'll do on that? Will you hold your nose and vote for it, do you think? Or
I look forward to meeting with my caucus. I will meet with them. I will also be watching my emails in the next 24 hours to see what teachers are saying, what parents are saying, what administrators are saying about the fix as it stands in the midst of this bill that does some pretty bad things.
So safe to say this has put you in a hard place.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Do you expect to be in Raleigh for long? Is it just a one day, 2 days?
Well, I am told that I think both sides of the aisle are looking for an adjournment resolution that will not bring us back until the short session in May, but that is yet to be seen.
What do you think about the turnout that we had here today?
Oh, my goodness.
We had a
lot
of women candidates.
Yes.
And Lillian's List was here. There does seem to be a heightened effort to get more women to run.
It's been quite a movement across the state to get women to run, particularly this year. We've seen so many of the issues that women are concerned about coming to the fore through the Me Too movement, through all kinds of things that are centering around women's issues. What I have been struck by is we've had these Blue Mondays across the state where many candidates have announced that they are running. It'll be interesting to see how many actually file on the first day of filing. If this is any example, I would say that you're going to see a number of women across the state filing for office, and I really look forward to a new look for the legislature and other offices across the state.
And do you think Democrats have a good shot at maybe taking back one of the chambers, or at least breaking the majority?
I do. I believe we have a good chance. I would really like to see just some balance brought back. Even if we cannot totally flip the House, I'm hopeful that we will, but if we don't, I would really like to get us to the place where we're at least having to talk to each other. Right now, the leadership is so lopsided that they do not have to talk to their counterparts in the Democratic Party about any kind of policy. What I would like to see is a little more balance so that we are having a conversation with each other.
You know, I know a longtime colleague of yours, Mickey Michaud,
stepping
down. Oh, what did you think about that?
After such a long time of service, 40 years in the House, I think he deserves a retirement, a quality retirement. But boy, was I sad. I left my seat as soon as he was done to go and give him a hug, because he has always been sort of the voice of equality and respect and just the civil rights sort of icon for us in the House. He's our dean. He's the House Democrat Caucus dean, and we have looked to him for advice through all the time that I've been there, and I'm sure even before I got there.
Do you have any good stories about him?
Well, I don't have any particular stories, but I know that the thing that has always struck me is how on every debate where he has been really moved to speak, he can tie everything back to something that he was involved with in the civil rights movement. And it is just so moving, because who of us can talk about those things as if we were there? He was there.
Right.
And it just brings it so much more to life when you hear him talk about it.
Well, Representative Fisher, those are my questions. Anything you want to say?
I appreciate your being here, and thank you so much for covering this. I think it's a really important day in the democracy of North Carolina.